Thank you for joining Truth and Love Ministries, where we exist to connect people to God, to connect people to their God-given purpose, and to connect this church to the community. We would love to hear how God is blessing you as a result of this ministry. Connect with us on Facebook at Truth and Love Jax, or visit us on the web at truthandlove.tv, where you will also find our weekly broadcast. On the go and want to know what's going on at Truth and Love? Simply visit your mobile app store and download the Truth and Love app and get information on services, events, and even messages right at your fingertips. Tune in now where the message is already in progress. What's up, Jacksonville? This is Poetess Black Jewel. I am here to share some exciting news about what's going on at Truth and Love Ministries, located at 1989 Dunn Avenue, Jacksonville, Florida, 32218. Now listen, we want you to save the date, Saturday, May 11th, 2019, for the official launch of Her Story, an empowering women's organization founded by our very own Pastor Camilla Nesbitt. The event will be held at Friday Music House, located at 645 Oak Street, Jacksonville, Florida, 32204. VIP admission includes dinner and a show. That's right, a show. Prepare to laugh, prepare to cry, prepare to be enlightened, prepare to be inspired, prepare to be empowered, prepare to change. As we debut a powerful and moving stage play titled, Her Story, Breaking the Cycle. VIP dinner will be served at 6 p.m. Tickets are $45. General admission and show only is $35. Showtime is 7 p.m. Seating is limited. Tickets are on sale now. Visit us on Facebook at Truth and Love Jax or email Her Story. TIL@gmail.com to purchase. You don't want to miss this exciting event, so ladies, grab your girls. Fellas, grab your wife, your daughter, your sister, or that special lady in your life and bring her to Her Story for dinner and a show. This is even a great gift for Mother's Day. Stay in the know for more important updates. Subscribe to Her Story. Simply text Her Story as one word with no special characters to 904-245-1089. Get connected, stay connected. Her Story, Breaking the Cycle, Saturday, May 11th, 2019 at 6 p.m. Save the date. This is a Her Story and In His Image production.
Is going, angel rather said, the Holy Spirit is going to come and drop that King James Version. I love the King James Version. He said he's going to drop that holy thing on you. My God. Yes, he is going to drop that holy thing. Oh, I don't know what you're looking for. I don't know the thing that you're praying about. I don't know the thing that you're looking for. You know that thing. You know that thing. You know that thing. You know that holy thing. God has a holy thing that he's trying. Oh, my God. I'm looking for the next big thing. Yes, I am. Oh, my God. I'm looking for God. Whatever God has done is not all that God is going to do. He desires to do something else. The Ephesian writer said in Ephesians 3:20, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all I can ever ask or think. I don't know about you, but I want to be like Mary. Why is she a wonderful mother? Because Mary didn't understand. Mary didn't know how this thing was going to happen. But you know what Mary said? Mary said, Lord, be it unto me according to your word. I'm looking for a group of people that get so bold in their faith that they'll say, Lord, let it happen according to your word. If your word said I can have it, then God be it unto me. If your word said I can be healed, then God be it unto me. If your word said I can come out, then God be it unto me. God, I don't got to figure it out. I don't got to know how you're going to do it, but God be it unto me. Come on, look at somebody. I'm trying to get somebody in here that say, God, whatever your will is, God, I don't know how you're going to take care of it, but if it's your will, it's your bill. If it's your choice, it'll be your invoice. My God, I'm looking for somebody to know, God, let it happen to me. I want be it. Look at somebody say, be it unto me, be it unto me, be it. That's what obedience is. Mary was, hear me, that's why she a wonderful mother, because she, the Bible says, she was highly favored. this was before the coming of Christ. You had some folk that he would handpick that would be favored. But on the other side of the cross, those of us that have received the Lord Jesus Christ, all of us are favored. Y'all miss it. Mary was highly favored. But now I'm on the other side of the cross. If I receive the Lord of Lords in my heart and in my life, the one that was born of a woman, all of us have God's favor on our life. My God, you trying to wonder how you where you are in your life? It's nothing but God's favor. You trying to wonder how you've accomplished what you've done? It's nothing but God's favor. You're not that smart. You haven't made all those wise choices, but it's God's favor. My God, I'm looking for somebody to experience a favor factor. I'm looking for somebody to experience the fact that I can't explain where I'm at. I can't explain what God is doing in my life, but I know it's favor. Come on here. Oh, Joseph, why you got that colorful coat on, Joseph? Joseph said, I don't know. My father just favored me. Oh, my God. Why, David, why did you get handpicked out of all your seven brothers? Why are you the one that the oil flowed on? David said, I don't know. It's just God's favor. I don't know about you, but I'm one of God's favorite. And I know that whatever God has designed for me in my life, I'm going to get it because of the favor factor. My God, look, somebody say favor, 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 favor. Let me hurry. We see, this is what it's about, y'all. It's not, this is what Christmas is about. Christmas, the birth of Christ. Don't get in no argument with nobody about Christmas. Just know that we're celebrating the birth of Christ, the birth of our Savior, the birth of the one that came into the world that has saved us. So this is what the incarnation. That's what the incarnation is. It's just simply God becoming human. Come on, put that in your Rolodex. Come on, that's a fancy $5 word. Incarnation just simply means God becoming human. Oh, thank you, Bishop Virgil Calvin Jones Sr. I heard him say that Jesus is the only man that's the same age as his daddy, but older than his mama. Come on, somebody. I just love that. That didn't got nothing to do with anything. I just like saying that. Can I tell you that Jesus? Thank you. God becoming human. Look at this. The union of what? Divinity and humanity in Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That's what incarnation is. This takes us to another point where he wasn't partially God and partially man. No. He's not Thor. Thor is part thunder god and part human, or whatever God he is. I mean, you all talk about Marvel Mavericks. I don't know. He's not a mutant. No, Thor is not. Thor is a mutant, but not Jesus. This is something theologians call a hypostatic union, or the hypostatic union, where Jesus was what? Fully man. What does it say? Jesus was what? Fully man. And fully God, fully man, fully God, hypostatic union. This is what the book teaches. This is what the Bible teaches us and tells us, that Jesus was 100% God. How do I know he's 100% God? Because in Mark chapter 4, he stood up on the deck of a ship that the storm was raging, and the storm was all over. Come on his God side, he said, "Peace. Be still." How do you know he's still man? Because here at the tomb of Lazarus, here the Bible says that he wept, that he cried, that he was upset that his friend was dead. He's 100% God and 100% man. I got good news for you, because you and I are the same way. You and I, we have to wrestle between the divinity that God has deposited on the inside of us and the carnality of our flesh. I'm preaching good. Can I tell you that you and I are the same way? We got to wrestle with the divinity that God has placed on the inside of us and still wrestle with our flesh. My God, I love God. I know his word. But every now and then, Paul said, there's a war that's on the inside of me. He said, when I want to do good, evil is present with me. Paul said, to find to do the right thing is good, is present. But also, I see evil right there with me. You got to learn how to wrestle. You got to say, oh, no. Back in the cage. No. Don't knock on the door. No. Don't come out right now. Come on, somebody. I'm looking for somebody that knows how to wrestle and know how to fight with their flesh. If you're not fighting with your flesh, then my friend, you always cussing people out. Maybe that's why you can't say amen, because you ain't no wrestling with me. They tick me off. Come on, somebody. If they tick me me off. I'm just going to give them a piece of my mind. They stay with it. But I'm looking for those folk that are wrestling. I'm looking for those folk that are fighting, that saying, no, 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 I don't want to say that. No, 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 I don't want to do that. No, I don't want to go there. No, that's not my husband. No, that's not my wife. No, I'm not going to lay there. I won't stay there. I won't even go by. I won't answer the phone, because God is trying to do something in me. I'm looking for somebody that know, even when you're weak, come on somebody, even when you're weak, God said, I'll be strong for you, that the power of Christ may rest upon you. God, I thank you for your help. Even when I'm weak, even when I'm weak, God, you give me, some help. I'm getting ready to get out of here. Lest I keep you, to 2:30 again. Let me just get out of here. Can I tell you? It's a wonderful life. You know why? Because it's a wonderful time. You know why? He's a wonderful father. You know why? Because she is and was a wonderful mother. But over and against all of that, I'm grateful for all of that. But because when he was born, yes, sir, when he was born, here it is again. Galatians 4:4 is on the screen. Look, it says, not only was he born, he was born, what does it say? Under the law. Born under the law. But the law couldn't save us. The law really condemns us. The law, I don't got time to get into that. We have to come on Thursday night or noon at Thursday or Thursday night and I explain that. The law really condemns us. Let me just give you a quick picture on how the law will condemn us. If you're walking down the street, you walk down the street every day. There's a white fence on the sidewalk. You walk down every day. That's how you get to work. That's how you get to school. You see that white fence? It's just there. Just a white fence. But then one day when you went to work, you see a sign on the fence that say, under no circumstances whatsoever, do not peep on the other side of the fence. Now that same fence that was there every day, all day. Now, when you see that note, now if you're from where I'm from, you be like, well, I ain't finna look. There ain't none of my business over there. Ain't none of my business. But every day you used to walk past it, and you're like, well, nothing's happened. I don't know what's going on. Nothing. I just wonder what will happen. What's the worst that can happen? Because the rule is there. Now, all of a sudden, you may not look go all the way, but you. I see, I still got them hops. You see them hops? I still got them hops. You ain't the only one that MG got them hops. I still got them hops now. But after a while, because the law is there, because it say don't do it, how many know eventually you going? You gonna try to see what's on. That's the law. That's the picture of the law, because God says thou shalt not. That raises up our flesh and makes us want to do it anyway. Oh my God, that's what Solomon said. Solomon said it is those secret things. It is the secret sins that make us want to just go above and beyond. We could not do the law. If according to the law, that's why they had to keep on killing all those sacrifices, had to kill all the lambs, all the turtle doves and all these things because of the law. Because God said, my law, I'm a righteous God, and my law must be satisfied. That's why they sprinkled the blood on the mercy seat, because we could not keep the law. But I don't know about you. I'm glad that my salvation not built upon no turtle dog. It's not built on no sacrifice. But no, you know why? Because I got a wonderful counselor. Yes, I do. I got a wonderful counselor. Oh my God, a wonderful counselor. Oh, because he what I could not do. He came and did what I could not do. He lived the life that I could not live. Oh my God, he died the death that I should have died, because he is a wonderful counselor. I don't know about you, because here, when I don't know how to make it, when I don't know which way to go, when I don't want to go which way to turn, I don't got to call Tyrone. I don't got to call Dr. Phil. Oh no, I got a wonderful counselor. I got somebody that sits in the city of my soul that'll tell me, no, 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 don't do it. No, don't, no, no, it's going to get close to them. Oh no, don't talk to them. Oh, don't go that way. Don't say that, because he's my counselor. Oh, I heard grandma say he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me that I'm on. Oh, I'm his own. I belong to him. He's my wonderful counselor. Anybody in here understand that the Lord directs your steps and orders your steps in your life? He is your wonderful counselor. When was the last time you talked to your counselor? When was the last time you talked to the one that can help you and the one that can strengthen you? You ought to give God some praise right there. Merry Christmas, truth and love. May the Lord God bless you real good. But I'm getting ready to blaze. I'm getting ready to blaze up out of here. But just before I go, I want to tell you that it is a wonderful life because of what Jesus did, not because he's Mary's baby, not because he's God's son, not just because he came in the crib, not just because he walked on water, not just because he opened up the blinded eyes, but because of what he did. What he did for his life and what he did for my life. He was wounded for my transgression. He was bruised for my iniquities. So it's a wonderful life. Look at Galatians 4 and 5. It says, so that he might redeem. Good God, y'all missed your opportunity. He said he was born. He was born in the flesh. The Lord sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, so that he might redeem those who were under the law. I'm preaching about Jesus today. I'm not preaching about no gifts. I'm not preaching about no turkeys. I'm not preaching about no presents. But what he did it for you, and he did it for me. He emptied himself. He took upon himself the form of a servant. Good God, because he came and redeemed me. And because he redeemed me, it is a wonderful life. Because he bought me, it's a wonderful life. Because he saved me, it's a wonderful life. I might not have all the money, may not have everything I need, may not have everything I want, but when I look back over my life and I think things over, I can truly say it's a wonderful life. Should be in hell, should be in jail, should be in prison, should have AIDS, should have herpes, should have all that stuff that you can't wash off, but it's blood. Y'all ain't gonna help me in here. I see I got the perfect people. Y'all gotta come back on Perfect People Sunday. But for the rest of us, that he had to reach way down and pick me up. He took my dirty soul, dipped it in his red blood, and I came out white as snow. It's a wonderful life because of my wonderful Savior. I'm so glad, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. I feel my helper. I ain't feel it earlier, but I feel a preach coming on. I heard the book say, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and his name shall be Wonderful. Wonder. He's full of wonder and amazement. Every time I see him, he show me something else. Wonderful. Every time I see him, he show me his hand. He pull me out again. He pour out his oil again. He pour out his anointing again. He always amazes me. He's amazing. Wonderful Counselor. Mighty. Good God Almighty. I say mighty. Does anybody know that he's mighty? Anybody know he's omnipotent? Anybody know he's omniscient? Anybody know he's omnipresent? Lift up your heads, all ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the king of glory, he's mighty. Mighty in battle. I heard Isaiah say, he said to the Lord, he'll lift up a standard. When you're in a fight, when you're in a battle, the Lord, he'll lift up a standard to fight your enemy. I'm so glad I don't got to fight. I'm so glad the battle is not mine, but the battle, it belongs to the Lord. Mighty God. One more hit here. He said, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, forever, ever. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson, forever, ever. I am for real. Good God Almighty. Forever, before there was a this. Forever, before there was a that. Forever, I heard Isaiah say, have thou not heard? I said, I heard. Y'all ain't gonna help me preach it here. I said, I heard. Have thou not heard? Have thou
thou not know that the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth, he faint him not, neither is he weary. But they that wait on the Lord, he will renew your strength. I got a wonderful life because the life I live is wrapped up, it's tied up, it's tangled up in Jesus. I heard Paul say that I'm crucified with him. The life I live, I don't live on my own. If it was up to me, I would have cussed you out. If it was up to me, I would have left a long time ago. If it was up to me, I would have threw the towel in. But because it's a wonderful life, every time I throw it in, he throw it back. Every time I want to give up, he throw it back to me. Every time I say that's enough, he say my grace is sufficient. So I got good news for you. Don't try to throw the towel in, but you ought to wave it as a victory flag. The Lord is my banner. The Lord is my battle axe. I'm not going to throw it in. I'm going to wipe my sweat. And I'm going to say, Lord, you are my God. Is there anybody in here that got a wonderful life? If you got a wonderful life, you ought to stand on your feet and help me close. Help me close this thing so I can let y'all go. I'm talking about my wonderful Savior. I'm talking about Jesus. What's his name? Jesus, Mary's baby. Jesus, God's son. Jesus, the wheel in the middle of the wheel. What's his name? Jesus, the captain of the Lord's army. Jesus, my battle axe in the time of a battle. Jesus, the lily in the valley. Jesus, the bright and the morning star. Jesus, he's gonna come with 10,000 saints in his hand. You ought to give him some glory. I said, give him some glory. I said, give him some glory. Some glory. I got a wonderful life. Wonderful Savior. A wonderful God deserves a wonderful praise. He's wonderful, full of wonder. I don't know how I made it through January. I don't know how I made it through February and March. I don't know how I made it through the summer. I don't know how I made it, but can I tell you it's a wonderful life? My bills are behind, but it's a wonderful life. My marriage is tension in my house, but it's a wonderful life. My children acting crazy, but it's a wonderful life because I serve a wonderful God. Come on, give him some praise. Yeah. 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 Hallelujah. Wonderful. Where would I be if Jesus wasn't born? Where would I be if he didn't step out of eternity and walk down history? Where would I be if he wouldn't put on that cross, if he didn't hang his head in the locks of his shoulder? Where would I be? I tell you where I'd be. I'd be burning in hell, but because he lived, I can live. Because he rose, I can rise. And he's coming back. He's coming back for a church. Come on, give him some glory. Father, we thank you. Thank you for your incarnation. Thank you for putting on flesh and putting on a body. We'll let the world argue about specific dates and
pagan holidays. But God, we'll take the time to thank you for coming. Everything you did, you didn't do it for yourself, but you did it for us. When the angels showed up, the Bible says that they rejoiced. Peace on earth, goodwill towards our men. When the wise men finally found you, the Bible says that they brought you gifts and they opened them up. And then they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. God, we're living in the time that they were looking for. They were just excited about the fact that you came. But God, we're living on the other side. You completed your mission. The first words that was ever recorded out of your mouth in that word, in that scriptures, in your earthly ministry, was, I must be about my Father's business. Your last words in your earthly ministry was, it's finished. Thank you for being about your Father's business. Thank you for looking beyond the cross and seeing the joy that was set before you. So I'm after three different types of people today. I'm after three different types of people. Maybe you're here and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. You're not saved. If you're not saved and you never publicly received the Lord Jesus Christ, this is the reason that he came. He came to you so you can come to him. I said he came to you so you can come to him. Man couldn't get to God, so God came to man. So maybe you've never received him. This is the best gift you can ever get. If you never get an iPod, if you never get an iPhone, never get an iPad.
What's up, Jacksonville? This is Poetess Black Jewel, and I am here to share some exciting news about what's going on at Truth and Love Ministries, located at 1989 Dunn Avenue, Jacksonville, Florida, 32218. Now listen, we want you to save the date, Saturday, May 11th, 2019, for the official launch of Her Story, an empowering women's organization founded by our very own Pastor Camilla Nesbitt. The event will be held at Friday Musicale, located at 645 Oak Street, Jacksonville, Florida, 32204. VIP admission includes dinner and a show. That's right, a show. Prepare to laugh, prepare to cry, prepare to be enlightened, prepare to be inspired, prepare to be empowered, prepare to change. As we debut a powerful and moving stage play titled Her Story, Breaking the Cycle. VIP dinner will be served at 6 p.m. Tickets are $45. General admission and show only is $35. Showtime is 7 p.m. Seating is limited. Tickets are on sale now. Visit us on Facebook at Truth and Love Jax or email herstory.til at gmail.com.